Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips, how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. So what do you want? I know that's a hard question. In this reflection, I am returning to the idea of narrative, finding your story and why it is so important. The point is, without a story, you are a leaf in the wind. You are on the train of life with no destination, and you will be at the mercy of both commercial and media influence, and life may go where you do not want it to. So back to what do you want, and why for so many that is such a hard question. You see, we can easily ask what we want now, this moment. That's easy. And next week, well, that's pretty easy too. But what do I want for the rest of my life? That is a much bigger deal. You see, the immediate is easy. The world is structured to serve it. We live in a commercialized world that is full of products, services, with mass media and social media systems all focused on meeting our needs and desires. You must be happy at all times. When we are driven by emotions, human desire is insatiable. Our felt experience just wants more and more. The commercial world leans into this by promising relief, change, and happiness if you buy this, take this, or learn this. These moment-to-moment needs get easily met by the external input. Now, in last week's reflection, I was looking at research that led us to this realization that as humans, we are a mixture of competing desires. It's the competition that causes conflict inside of us. The narrative self and the felt experience self jostle for dominance. It is these short-term wants that lead us away from the big life goals. The life path stuff, that will take a little bit of commitment and possibly some sacrifice. And the experience self is not good with sacrifice. As an example, if we have the narrative and the desire to get the beach body, the story might be running is that the beach body will change your life. It will make us more attractive to people, opening doors to new opportunity and happiness. But the felt experience does not want to go to the gym when it's cold outside. And the idea of pizza is much better than the idea of a plate of kale, regardless of how much garlic and soy sauce you put on it. It was the conclusion I came to last week is a realization about how important it is to have a strong narrative, something that is committed, written down, and regularly referred to. Because with a strong narrative and solid reasons, when the resistance arrives from the experiencing self, you have the strength to push through it. So it's a strong narrative, committed, written down, and regularly referred to. So why does that matter? Because when we repeat something, when we refer back to it with consistency, we reinforce its importance. It becomes a ritual. It's no coincidence that all of the religions, all of the major religions have rituals and repeating patterns and festivals. It reminds the faithful to stay devoted. It has been that way since the dawn of time when sapiens were hunter-gatherers. It's no coincidence both politics and marketing, the core messages are repeated and returned to many, many times and often using the same language or similar words. It is this capacity to lock into story that has started and ended wars. It has changed the politics of countries and it's created causes to free people from oppression. This is what business plans are really used for when they're used. The plan may not happen as originally planned, but the target is kept in sight. That is how vision boards work. They keep the dream alive. That is how mind maps, 90-day letters, they are reviewed and powerful reminders for the direction of travel. And yeah, I know there's a problem here. Because without a story of your own, we will seek another story. And that is how people get hooked into the wrong model. Unless we can define what we want, what we really want, we do nothing. We float on the wind of life's options. Or we pick what society or family tells us is the dream to follow. And that could be the big job, the promotion, the five-figure business, the dream car, the dream house. Without a story to follow, it's like getting on a plane or a train with no destination in mind. Plus, the commercial and media world will see you as fair game. So now the question that comes up is, how do we know what we truly desire, given that we are a mix of desires and conflicting ideas? The answer to that is with imagination and creativity. I've said many times on this podcast that I have a morning process that involves writing, exploring my dreams, and seeing where that line of thought takes me. I've been practicing some form of auto-writing, and that is where I ask a question and then look at that question, breathe into that question, and see what comes. The key is writing down the answer without judgment or thought and doing it as quickly as possible before I censor my answer. The words that come back are often quite profound. It was a few months back when I wrote this question. My 90-day letter has passed. I did not do what I said I would, and in truth, I was not inspired by it. And the reply came back. I said this to you before. It is about pretend. Please practice with short stories and in your life plan. It will support you to find what you want and get it done. We can only support your dreams if you have them. Left with nothing, we can only work with your fear. That is the point. Our dreams can only happen if we have them. Since writing that, I've heard it again this week on a podcast, and it was a quote from Deepak Chopra. The best use of imagination is creativity. The worst use of imagination is anxiety. And that's why building a strong narrative is so important. Without it, you are a leaf blowing in the wind. So where do you start when you don't know what you want? Have you noticed how easy it is to define what you don't want? It's funny because if I was to ask you to write a list about what you don't want, I guess it would roll off the tongue with real ease. For me, it's working in a large office, management politics, the greasy pole, office politics. It's marketing of fast moving consumer goods and industry that puts profit before planet. I don't want to live in a house that is unsustainable. I don't want... And my list goes on. I'm sure you could make a list like this, but I have to say to you, make it big. Put as much in it as you can. List events, list things that happened. Really go to town on this stuff. Really go for the stuff that you don't want in your life and your work. Really push the boat out. Because from this negative list, if you flip that list, you now have a positive list. A list of the things that you do want. Back in 2010, I made a similar list like this for my marketing business, and it allowed me to refocus my services to people and businesses that were making a difference. So if you don't know what you want, that is your starting point. Find the negative and flip it. And then weave those ideas into stories. So what if you could explore the vision of what your life could be like if you had all these positive things? How would you be? How would you act? What sort of life would you have? The point is to explore and pretend various things and see how it feels. See which bits of those stories actually resonate with you, because you can pick out bits and pieces from the story and create the narrative that you need. So that is your task for this week. Revisit your narrative. And if you do not have one, dream it. find it and explore it now. And if you're wondering where I am after my morning thinking revelation, I've been exploring and playing with stories for some time since that. And what I know is I will always be here podcasting. I will always be involved in speaking to guests and the wider audience. I know that coaching will always be a part of my life, and I think writing is in there somewhere. And that reminds me, if you would like me to speak on your podcast or at your event, do hit me up. I am here for you, and I will be delighted to and excited to share what I have discovered over the last few years. So that's it for me this week. Do check out the website, lifepassionandbusiness.com. There is a 3 steps to daily success, which is a new PDF. It's available. And I must say, if you practice it, it really take it on board, it will change how you see and experience every day. So if you want to get in touch for guest speaking or being a guest on this podcast, check out the contact page. All the details are there. And as I say every week, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you like any podcast, please support your content creators with likes and shares and comments, because that's how this ecosystem grows and how people like you find a good podcast. Anyway, as I always say, thank you so much for being on this journey with me, and thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time. All the best.